Welcome to the Budcast. Keith just got back from the store and got some goodies. We have a... what'd you call this? A
tea pen.
A tea pen. I think of it as a nectar collector, but I guess that's a different thing. This is a... it's got a piece of ceramic at the end in the shape of like a tube. And then it's got silicone to go throughout. You know, it's in like the shape of a pipe. Reminds me of like a mini lightsaber, but
the dildo.
Yeah, you can have fun with that.
Tiny little guy, but
You heat the tip up, the ceramic part, and then if you have any remnants left of your jars of wax, which we do have some, like you can't get the little ends out. This is great. You heat it up. It's just like a dab, so you want it at the dab temp, and you just put it inside your jar and swirl it around and suck. And things happen. You can actually do it to a standard, I say standard, but a full thing of wax. You just barely touch it. It works just like a nail head, and like a banger. So they're great. It's good, like, if you're on a, not, I say on a budget, but if you want to use all of your wax, you know, if you feel like you're just wasting wax, this is what it's good for. So I'm glad that she got
definitely
it.
Definitely worth it. The investment.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get broken, it should work for a while.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it. I wish it came with like a lid.
Cap
it. I wonder if I can get one. I can make one, you know? Make some of this.
But yeah, I got that. And then I also got a flower and a wax. The flower we are going to smoke in a palm leaf wrap. They were pre-rolled. You just had to pack them up. It's got a little filter on it.
It's a King Palm brand, all-natural hand-rolled leaf with a corn husk filter. Each roll is, as Keith said, pre-wrapped. There is a little piece of like black tape on the bottom that shows where the crutch ends. It is a palm leaf all throughout. It is pre-rolled, so you don't have to worry about rolling it, which is cool. It comes with a tamper as well, with the brand logo on it. But on the back, it's...
oh, weird.
But yeah, I just, you know, you sprinkle some in. If you've never tried it, you sprinkle some in and you use the tamper, which it just kind of looks like a, what would you say, like a skinny pencil without lead?
Like a, yeah, a wooden pencil.
Small enough for, you know, a joint, or you could actually probably use this in joints and stuff, for your tips. But yeah, it comes with a tamper, so you just sprinkle some in, tamp it down. Kind of comes with a guide as to how, if you want it to smoke and stuff. It does say it's an easy put out and easy relight. So that's kind of cool. So if you don't want to smoke at all, like, this is a, we got king size and
slim.
And then they even had an...
King XL. It was huge.
I'm guessing that's a fatty. Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah. Bud's packed these up with blueberry pie that I got. This was on clearance for $10 for 3.5 grams. It is an indica with the total cannabinoids at 26%. By Poor Man Enterprise. Then I also got a wax from Black Label called Juggernaut. On the package itself, it says it's a sativa, but then on the label that they put, it says an indica.
We'll find out.
So, who knows? But that's an 83%, and I got this one for $12. $12.
So the blueberry apple pie.
Blueberry pie.
Pie. Sorry. Not apple pie. blueberry pie. Well, it is Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's a very dense bud.
You were the one that ground it up.
Yeah. Talk very about sticky. It. Smelt really good.
Smelt like, yeah.
Just like blueberries.
Blueberries. Which is cool. We can't really tell how it burns. I mean, it looks good. It's got a nice, kind of weird green color to it. It's like a very dark green color. But if it is an indica, then that's probably why.
It almost looks a little blue.
Yeah, it's kind of got some blue tint. She did a nice fine grind, so I mean, I just got the remnants of the grind left. I can probably roll a joint. That's a little half-gram joint. That's about how much we have left over. We did roll a king and a slim out of the eighth. I probably have a good, maybe a gram. So it was 2.5 grams that we used to roll.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to use the nectar collector real quick. I mean, that's what I'm calling it. I guess I'm going to use the tea pen real quick. I just don't like tea pen.
Well, I don't know if it's tea or Thai. It was T-I. So.
Thai pen.
Thai, tea, who knows?
Nectar collector. And I don't know what I'm going to be smoking on. I'm just going to grab whatever that is. Good, nice and warm. Now these are pretty dry hits, so if you're not fond of dry hits, just try something different then. Mm-hmm. You might be able to attach this to a bubbler, so that might warm it up.
Definitely getting the last little bit.
You know, and it's got good flavor to it too.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. I like this a lot. Do you want me to heat it up for you?
Yeah, I want to do another one.
As you can tell, I'm not heating it up for too long, and I'm kind of giving it a nice twist and swirl so it evens roundly. I have the flame towards the tip. Okay, we had some technical difficulties, but we're back. Like I was saying, I'm just heating up kind of the tip. There's about 1.5 inches before the heat sinks are applied. Heating up about 1/2 inch or so of the tip. And you just want to slowly rotate it through the flame so you get a nice even heat throughout. You'll have to kind of figure out your own once you get it. I'm still kind of learning mine. We literally just got this. I think this is 10 minutes old. Mm-hmm. It's got, just only a few puffs put on it. The tip is removable, so you can take the tip off. If you do break it by chance or something happens, it is removable. I was actually going to wait till it cools down and see if I can't pop it out and then basically flip it around to keep the tip safe inside the applicator itself. There might not be enough in there. You might just need to let it warm up a bit. Try this one.
It was warm.
Before it cools down. Now we do have some jars. I do actually try and scrape my jars clean as best as I can. There are just a few that we have that I was hoping to get a little bit more. But I do have one of my dab tools does have a little blade edge to it, which is quite neat for scraping things up.
So, these jars are not the easiest.
No, they're not.
Some of them anyways.
Yeah. I do have a variety of glass jars and plastic jars. The plastic ones you kind of got to be careful with because mm-hmm. you don't want to obviously melt the plastic.
Well, this one's not plastic. It's just the middle is... It
goes up. So yeah. You probably need it really hot. You probably just need to do a hot one. You want to try that? Instead of trying to do like a cold.
No. We'll save that.
So yeah, depending on some waxes, you might actually just have to go straight from hot on. I've been kind of just doing like a, somewhat cold. You want to try the wax? Or you want to go straight to the palm leaf?
Yeah, let's try the wax, I guess.
Try the wax.
It's just... That's an 83%. We're going to...
Yeah, that's fine. You want to use this thing, or do you want to just do it out of the bong?
I'll just do it out of the bong.
Okay. How about you get the hit for us, and I will heat it up. Real quick, one more time. Nice, big, loud torch.
Now this stuff, it looks more like, oh, what does it look like? It's not the normal wax that we get.
I'll look at it and I'll see if I can't.
Cute. They cut it like pizzas, though. Looks like a pizza slice.
So we could decorate with it.
Yeah.
We can make decorative dab hits.
Yeah. Check that out.
What does it smell like?
I wonder if we can put it in this one.
Can you? You think?
You want me to put it all in there?
Yeah. I like that container a lot better. I do have one silicone container that I use for my favorites. And the ones that I can transfer in there. Silicone is actually, I think, the best because there's no left behind. You can pretty much gather it all. I'll just use the Thai pen for that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to call it Thai pen?
I'm going to call it Thai pen. I still like Nectar Collector, but if this specific thing is a Thai pen, then...
T-I. Thai T.
This is about ready. You got a hit?
I gotta recollect it.
That's fine. Let's just do a fatty.
Okay.
It's a fatty fat. Fat. Fatty
there.
Fat. You start it.
Okay.
like I said, we are smoking on the... I think it's an 8-inch. Slightly curved like a banana. New bong that I got. That's the official dab rig. It's a nice little glass piece with silicone surrounding. Silicone downstem.
That one's not too bad with the
14 millimeter.
The harshness.
It's still a little hot.
A little bit, but.
Yowzers.
And this is Juggernaut. The label says Indica, but the bag says Sativa. If the name is Juggernaut, it could go either way.
Could really go either way, yeah. Positive? Here we go. One Mississippi. So when it comes to reheating, when you guys reheat to reheat whatever.
To finish stuff off.
Yeah, start with a second and then work your way up. You don't want to actually burn off your wax while you're trying to reheat it. You just want to heat up the banger or the nail head just enough to reactivate everything. That was a fat
hit.
So
would it be better to kind of tilt it to one side, have the wax pool to one side, heat up the other side?
That's what I only heat up one side of the banger. I mean, I heat the bottom up, but I only heat up one side, and that's our burn side. So what I just did there was a reheat, so if you guys get the full time and... I don't hold my torch there. I actually lit it and grabbed the bong, picked it up, and then took the bong away, then turned it off.
I'm gonna light this palm leaf.
Okay. Yeah, this is done now. I'll clean it later.
With this huge flame.
Yeah, my huge flame. This is the blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie.
On the king palm leaf. Wrap. Pre-wrap. I've kind of taken a fascination to cigar-style smoking, but I do not want to smoke tobacco. So I'm trying every other alternative.
I don't know if it's the palm leaf, but this has a very nice flavor.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I can actually, I think some of it's palm leaf, and then the other bit of it's the weed. No, this is nice. Yeah, definitely. If you're looking for an alternative or something new, this is awesome. So mm-hmm. far, I got a nice, good burn too here on the top. Good embers, good coals. I'm just kind of holding it, looking at it. I've only burnt the tip, taken a few hits, a few pulls, and it's nice and red. Mm-hmm. Good, not too much smoke. I'm not actually getting a lot of burn off.
No.
I do have the King, and Keith does have the Slim. She has a little bit more burn off than I do, but it is a smaller amount.
Yeah, the King XL, that was more like a cigar.
Yeah. No, this is definitely cool. I'm going to look for it on Amazon, though. Just because I don't think $3 a roll is worth it that much. But yeah.
Dropping it.
I think this is cool. Try and leave the ashes on just a little bit. Kind of helps insulate it.
What I noticed, it just came off in like a cone style. So it is burning from the outside inward.
Yeah. That's good. And yeah, when you go to tap or pack it, don't pack it tight. You don't want to, it's not a Canagar. You don't want to pack it tight. I just kind of do, you know, when I hold it, I just kind of let my hand drop, if that makes sense. Or just kind of let I keep my arm still and I just use my wrist and I just let my hand drop from my wrist. Just tap, 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 tap. With a kind of a light bounce, and so I get my microphone kind of close. I'll use my coffee table, so I'm not really tapping too much. I'm high as shit, huh? Because you don't want to pack it too tight, and then obviously if it's looser, it's going to burn through faster. And so they do have a sheet, but I can't understand the sheet. It just shows 1, 2, 3, 4.7, and 5. And you have very loose, loose, average, perfect, tight pack, and then extremely not required. So, I don't know what that means. yeah, okay. No, this is cool. I like it.
So, Juggernaut, 83%. Blueberry Pie, 26%.
26%. And it's the Blueberry Pie, it's not harsh. I mean, I don't know if that's because we're going out of the palm leaf, but... Yeah. Even, I think, through a bong, this wouldn't be harsh at all. I mean, we are going right through just a corn husk.
I like the filter. It's cool.
I do, yeah. yeah, I would buy this again, the Blueberry Pie. Mm-hmm. And then the Juggernaut, that was actually a good hit. It is a nice dark wax, though. And it's... Can I see the packaging?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I noticed Blackleaf, they have some dark stuff. But, yeah, this is BHO extraction, so that's butane hash oil extraction. Yeah, that's nice non-harsh stuff. All for a good price. And we got a new toy. Typepad.
Should we take a break and allow this stuff to kick in and then...
Yeah, we can see what's going on.
Come back, or...
I'm pretty high. My eyes are shut.
I'm getting there.
So I've been talking for a while. I've been trying to see how well this is going to burn out. And it didn't. I'm trying to think. It's been a few minutes since I've taken a pull on it, so... Nice. I've been burned for a while. You don't have to worry too much about... keeping it lit. Especially if there was a breeze outside.
Uh-huh.
That would keep it lit perfectly. Well, you can find us on Instagram @TheOfficialBudcast. Follow me. see all my pictures. I do reference the Instagram account quite a bit. So if you are listening to this podcast and you have not yet followed me on Instagram, please do so. You can see everything that we buy. I do post pictures of the things that we are smoking and trying and rating. and you can email us any questions or comments or anything else at askthisbudcast@gmail.com.
Are we going to give an official rating for these?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. The official rating.
Yeah.
What would you... I've just switched from automatic breathing to manual breathing.
I'm fine. I feel fine.
Man, I am high. How are you fine?
I don't know.
I did another dab earlier.
Oh, wow.
You didn't.
Well... Maybe the blueberry pie being an indica and a juggernaut possibly being a sativa.
So the juggernaut I'm actually really impressed with. I like the consistency of it. I do like the texture of it. The smell is you know. It's got nothing. but I do like... this would be great if you like to... What's it called? I can't think of the name, but when you string it out and place it in a like a blunt or something like that, infusing joints with it with little beads and or strings is great. It's got a nice texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's really easy just to pick up, but then it's kind of semi-viscous pull and snap. Good quality.
Yeah.
I did like the flavor of it. It wasn't a nasty flavor. It was quite pleasant. A good burn, good solid, you know, even on a good reheat. I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, I liked it.
8. And then for the high score, you know, my eyelids drooping. I am going to feel definitely the juggernaut before the blueberry pie, just in the way that I've smoked it. And it's quite, you know, I'm feeling it my legs and stuff, so I do think this is an indica. That or the blueberry pie is an indica.
The blueberry pie is an indica.
Okay, so I could
that's
be
what
feeling...
I was saying, if the two were just kind of...
But I am also getting a head high, too. That could have been just from the earlier with the Taipan finishing on some of that stuff. But yeah, no, I'm really surprised. How much was this?
That was 12.
$12
yes.
For this? So $12 for a gram? That mean that's a cheap gram. I'd spend $12 on a gram all day.
Yeah.
And
the blueberry pie was on clearance for $10 for the 3.5 gram flour.
So I just took another drag. So from the last time I took a drag, I don't remember when that was, but if if you're listening, you might be a little bit more sober than I am. This kind of burned down, and it looked like it was out. I had no more smoke. Like, I barely have smoke now, and it's quite red.
Mm-hmm.
I just took a nice little solid puff on it, and sure enough, it lit back up. So that's cool.
Yep.
These are cool.
Yep. I like how they were pre-wrapped, so you're not going to rip them and waste them.
Yeah, 10 right here. Solid 10, except the price, but I'm willing to pay for it. Like, I'd want the XL next time.
The hemp ones.
Yeah.
Those ones were $1 each.
Yeah.
And you ripped 2 of them last time.
Yes.
So.
Although they are the hardest thing to use for how.
But these are already pre-rolled.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is pack it.
That's.
Makes it easier.
It's convenience.
Yes.
Convenience fee.
And they look cool.
They look cool. They burn real good. Like, I know I'm gonna get high from this. This is gonna be. You know, and I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to try and find them on Amazon, because I'm sure they're cheaper on Amazon. Dispensaries do kind of up the price on these things. But yeah, no, this is a solid, I do like these. I 100% 10 out of 10 for me on these. So we got an 8 on the juggernaut. We got a 10 on the palm leaf. You know, the blueberry pie. That's awesome. It's not harsh at all. It's nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good taste to it.
Mm-hmm. Really good smell.
It's really good smell. It works really good with this palm leaf. If you've never had palm leaf before, try it. I loved it. We did a lot in this one.
So, you can get the slim size, so my size,
yeah,
which is a good big size.
Yeah, it's a good,
on Amazon,
finger.
You can get a 25-pack for $21.
Nice. That's less than $1,
yes,
a piece. So that's cool. How's the XL? Or the king?
Because
I like the king size. This is a good sit outside and smoke.
I'm only finding mini.
Ah, okay. Can you click on it? Maybe I'll have the different size. We use Amazon a lot. Show to recommend. Man in the High Castle. If you have Amazon. It's free. Yeah, no, this is definite. What would you give the blueberry pie rating? I mean, you had the... You were the one touching it. How would you give the quality? I mean, for $10 for an eighth, that's... And again, that's 3.5 grams.
I would give it a 9.
A 9?
Because the color's different from all the other ones.
It's
like a very deep color.
Yeah, it's an interesting ground up color. We did do a nice fine grind. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've never tried doing a fine grind, all you do is you flip your grinder upside down. And you give it a couple, back and forths, and then reflip it so it can filter through. But that'll kind of just give you that extra little grind.
So I'm not finding the King XL, but you can get a 2-pack of King rolls, 3 slim rolls, and 4 mini rolls for $11.
So it's funny. I can't do math right now. That's 9.
For each one, didn't matter the size, they were $3.
Yeah.
So
it's $9, or you get 9 total for 10.
Yes.
That's not bad. Or you can get 25 for 21. See, those are, I'd do 25. I'd get, add that to the cart.
The 25 one?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely recommend all this stuff. We get a quality score of a 9 on the blueberry pie. Again, that's the flour that we bought. That is an indica flour of 26%. Keith said it was nice and tacky. It was, good and dense. The high... it's parent with the wax that we did and everything. So it's probably subtle. It's probably a nice, calm, dense. I'm starting to stutter. Brain functionings are stopping, so that's good. Juggernaut. An 8. That's another good one. So if you ever find Juggernaut from Black Label, definitely get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever come across these King Palms, buy one. I know if it's $3, just say, hey... It's going to be great. Just buy it. Yeah, that was cool. Get a tie pen. This tie pen, if you're wondering how long it is, it's about the length of a phone.
A big phone.
A decent phone. My phone. I have the SE, so it's not... Yeah.
It's bigger than
his phone. The tie pen's bigger than my phone. But yeah, catch us next time for another buy. Or doodad or something.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. I got the munchies.